the buzzer been pulled on its way. Oh, my goodness.
They have to get it in with no timeouts. They do.
Courtside with Greenberg and Dockage, the definitive college basketball podcast.
Welcome to Courtside with Greenberg and Dockage. We're breaking down the NCAA tournament. Our special NCAA tournament bracket preview version of Pick'em today is brought to you by Google Cloud Platform. Let's go to the East, D-squared.
Can't wait.
Villanova.
Yeah, Villanova.
You got him, winner of LIU, Brooklyn, Radford. Who do you got?
Oh, I'm going to take Villanova, and I'm going to take Villanova big.
Big. I know exactly what that means. All right. We're not even going to spend too much time. Virginia Tech, Alabama. I think this is an interesting game. The Colin Sexton love fest from this past weekend at the SEC tournament against a Virginia Tech team that runs really good offense, spreads you out, struggles at times scoring, defending, but was better defensively at the end of the season. I've got Virginia Tech in this game barely because I just don't think Alabama can make enough shots and score enough to beat Virginia Tech.
I totally agree. Now, if you get it spread out and you get up and down, we saw against Auburn, Alabama pretty good. I've got Virginia Tech too. I think Blackshear's really improved as a defender. I thought the job he did on Marvin Bagley, the third or sixth or whatever, was
he's got to stay out of foul trouble.
Yeah, got
if he gets in foul trouble, they're trouble. And I do like Clark. I think Clark's energy
Clark late
is
in
different.
The game,
spinning, jiving,
yeah,
jumping,
taking
laying
it coast
it
to
in.
Coast, fearless.
Yeah, fearless. All right, West Virginia, Murray State. Murray State's a little better than people think now.
Murray State's always
they're
better than
really
people think.
They're really good defensively. The Miller kid is a pick-and-pop guy, and they can really shoot
the ball.
Is
this a rock fight?
No, this is actually going to be a very physical game. I don't think Murray State has seen pressure like them, and they've lost to Middle Tennessee, who probably should have gotten in the tournament. My guy, shout-out to my guy Kermit Davis. I mean, you got to beat Southern Miss, and you can't lose to Marshall, who, by the way, is pretty good. John Elmer
really
can really score.
We'll get to them.
Yeah, we'll get to them. West Virginia, Murray State.
You guys love West Virginia's defense more than I. I don't hate them. I just I don't hate them, but I just
guard in half court.
I think it's dislike. I think overrated.
Hate's a bad word.
Yeah, hate's a tough word. But I'm gonna take West Virginia to win.
All right, I'll go with you. All right. Wichita State, Marshall. Ooh, that's a good one. Marshall versus Marshall.
I see what you did there. And Marshall used to coach at Marshall under Greg White,
Donnie Jones,
yes,
assistant coach. I think, if I'm not mistaken.
No. Greg Marshall worked for Greg White, ball handling whiz.
Yeah, I know, but I think Donnie Jones was on that staff also as an assistant.
No. Donnie Jones left with Billy Donovan and went to Florida.
Okay.
I'm very well, Marshall offered me that job twice. I'm all over it.
All right.
I'm going to take Wichita State, but I'm not in love with Wichita State like people are. I don't think you are either. Wichita State's good, really good.
They don't guard the way they used to.
No.
No, they're just not as tough.
Play angry.
They're not as angry. Maybe they'll get angry this weekend. Who knows?
But you don't let them eat.
Yeah, I'll tell you one thing. John Elmore, the backcourt of Marshall, averages 40 points a game. They spread yet. Dan D'Antoni, former Mike D'Antoni's older brother, played at Marshall. Mike was actually at the championship game of Conference USA. Very nice.
But I was glad to see that. I like when guys at their alma mater come back and get things done. Good for him.
All right. Florida, St. Bonaventure, UCLA winner. I think I know you're going to say UCLA's going to win that game.
Why am I going to say that?
Because it's your boy. All right. And I actually think if UCLA wins that game, they could beat Florida.
I'm a big believer in Florida.
Live by
I know. Chioza
late. 3-point shots. Boop, 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 boop. Chioza, getting
there's
late.
A lot of boop, 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 boop by Chioza.
Yeah, Chioza.
You know how it is when you see a team.
How about Jalen Hudson can make a shot?
Did you recruit him?
Jalen, no, he was after me.
He was after you?
I would probably still be around, and he would too if I recruited him.
I like Florida in that game. You like who?
You know what? I'm gonna go with you. I do think that UCLA has a shot at beating them. I love Thomas Welsh, and I think that Holiday's playing.
You good with UCLA over USC?
No, I'm not. But I'm not good with Arizona State over USC.
No,
that's the one
neither.
That bothers me.
Absolutely not.
I mean, especially when they finished up. Texas Tech, Stephen F. Austin. Stephen F. Austin is an elite defensive team that disrupts, denies, traps. They play nine guys. They are relentless. I still like Texas Tech.
I knew exactly. See, you're kind of predictable. And for those of you that couldn't see it, and none of you could see it, he went with the right hand pump, too.
Oh, I was
he went with emphasis.
I mean, because they're good. They got they beat LSU. They had a guy, Bogues. He had 27 against LSU, 30 against Mississippi State.
If Thomas Walkup was still there, I'd take Stephen F. Austin. But instead, and since Coach Knight's gone, I'll take Texas Tech.
Coach Knight, America can thank Coach Knight for that selection. Let's go.
Butler
Arkansas,
over Arkansas.
Butler.
I like Butler. I like closing.
I like Butler also. I think they have three guys that just really tough. I think Thomas Wyman is a tough dude. Kamar Baldwin is an elite defender, and Keelan Martin is one of the toughest matchups in the country.
Keelan Martin and Kamar Baldwin are death late, and Kamar Baldwin coming off a career high 32 against Seton Hall.
That's big right there. How about Purdue, Cal State Fullerton? Let's not waste any time.
Nope.
We're going with Purdue. We'll be back to pick the rest of the region and select the team that will head to the Final Four. But first, a word from Google Cloud. It's March, and that means one thing. Basketball, basketball, basketball. Did you know college players who wear number one on their jerseys dunk the most? Or those born in North Dakota are historically the most accurate three-point shooters? You know how I know that? Because the NCAA is using Google Cloud to turn decades of data into answers. Answer to questions like this. Are seniors the best at hitting the game-winning shot? Can school spirit really help a team win? Are upsets more likely during a full moon? Whatever question you have, from basketball to business, Google Cloud can help you find answers in your data. Because with all the data you're sitting on, that's how you take the competition today, tomorrow, and well into the future. Only one team a year gets to cut down the net. But with Google Cloud, just imagine all the things you and your team can accomplish. Know what your data knows. Visit g.co/marchmadness to learn more about Google Cloud, the official cloud of the NCAA. All right, so now you've got Villanova against Virginia Tech, two teams that rely on shooting a three. Virginia Tech gets to the foul line a lot more. Are you thinking upset?
No. I like Virginia Tech enough, but I am a massive, massive, massive believer in Villanova and Jalen Brunson. Jalen Brunson, my player of the year.
He's my player of the year. Mm-hmm. You know what I call him? The little fundamental. You got the big fundamental. He's the little fundamental. They got pros. I mean, they got Jalen Brunson. They got Mikal Bridges. They got Dante DiVincenzo. They got Omari Spellman. They got.
Would you agree with this? People say in college, college kids make open shots, and the pros, they make tough shots. I think Villanova's a combination of both. I think they make tough shots.
See, my philosophy is college guys get open shots and miss them. Pro guys take bad shots and make them.
Okay.
But I think Villanova's really good.
So that's clever. That's more clever than mine.
I'm a very clever guy. Wichita State against West Virginia.
I'm going WVU. WVU in 2002 missed out on a couple national championships when I left there, and I think this is a time where they'll at least get to the Sweet 16.
You're burying the hatchet.
A little bit.
That's good. Closure? I don't have closure yet.
Well, but you did pick Virginia Tech.
I did.
I know. I thought that was closure.
That was good. That's good for me. Wichita State. See, I actually think, Wichita. I have West Virginia over Wichita State. And I Landry Shamet, watching Javon Carter chase him around. He is the one guy that can guard the ball, by the way.
Javon Carter really guard the ball.
I'm not sure. And Kanate can block shots, but they can't play defense. Florida against Texas Tech.
I like Florida.
Ooh.
I know.
We're going to have
Why do I like Florida so much, other than the fact that when I saw them play Gonzaga, it was one of the great games of the year.
Oh, that was a great game.
Yeah, it was a great game.
That was good. Yeah, everyone thought they were Final Four. In fact, their beat writer, like I said, well, I think Florida's good, but they have no one to throw the ball to in the post, and I worry about that. So their beat writer basically killed me. So now when they struggled, you know what I did? I saw him at the Tennessee game this year when Tennessee beat him. I said, how am I doing now?
Let me tell you something. When a beat writer kills you on your opinion about basketball, that's a great thing. Always judge yourself by who don't like you.
All right. I'm going back to the conspiracy philosophy. Butler and Purdue.
Who did you like in the game? Did you like Florida or Texas Tech?
Texas Tech. I'm all in on my man Chris Beard. All right.
Yeah, I know you.
Purdue, Butler.
I like Purdue over Butler. They played earlier. Purdue got way out on them. Butler made a nice comeback. As I said, I love the closing speed, but I think Purdue's got too much.
All right. Let's go Nova, West Virginia.
Nova, big.
Yeah, I agree. I say that Nova has the guards. Nova will get to the foul line and make free throws. They're not going to turn it over. They're not going to be intimidated. West Virginia can get stuck offensively. Nova's just got ridiculous discipline. I mean, ridiculous.
Yeah, ridiculous.
All right, you've got Florida and Purdue.
I've got Purdue. I think Purdue wins that one big if it comes down to it. Who do you have now?
Actually, you're going to go Purdue. I'm going to go Texas Tech.
Yeah.
And because I'm all in on the fighting Chris Beards, because I think they have ridiculous depth. Keenan Evans can guard. He's good at the end of the shot clock. He has a toughness. Zach Smith, who's back, who was a preseason All-League player, gives him another front court guy. I was just really impressed with Texas Tech and Chris Beard when I was down there.
Here's my concern about Purdue. You guys were – I was happened to be walking in the studio when you guys were saying experience, size, quickness. You didn't say quickness. What doesn't Purdue have? Quickness. They don't have elite quickness.
They only have one guy who can just go get a shot.
That's right, Carson Edwards. Now, he can go get it, and he can go get a bunch of them, and they do a good job of screening. And obviously, I guess maybe we are – is throwing the ball to a high post or low post guy that can go dunk it, getting his own shot, is that considered getting his own shot, or is that
too
much help?
It is, but I'll tell you one thing. If the teams that are physical enough to body him up and get him a little bit off this block and then taking them off the three-point line – They don't beat those teams.
And they haven't guarded as tough. A little bit like Wichita State. They guard. They're Purdue. They're still going to play. But it's not quite the same. I think they had a little bit of slippage late, but I'm still going to take them.
All right. Nova or Purdue?
Total homer pick. I'm going to go with Purdue. I don't know if I believe it. But I love the Fighting Jay Wrights. It's one of my favorite teams in college basketball. But I think this is a special Purdue team, and I think this is one year, the first year since 80 they break through.
All right, I'm going with Nova over Texas Tech.
Yeah,
and that takes us through the East region. Gabe, how we doing?
We'd like to thank our sponsor once again, Google Cloud. Remind listeners to rate and review the show in Apple Podcasts or wherever they listen to the show. And stay tuned to the feed for all of the regions on the way to the Final Four.
Thank you for listening to Courtside with Greenberg and Dockage. You can listen and subscribe to all ESPN podcasts in the Listen tab of the ESPN app, including the latest from the NBA and the Hoop Collective podcast, available in the ESPN app or Apple Podcast.